This morning, WCHL locally elected officials are meeting to get a grasp on where military surplus vehicles are in Orange County and who's in charge of them.
It's difficult to have a conversation with a lack of information.
A hang-up with a 911 operator early yesterday morning lands one in jail after a domestic dispute escalates to assault charges. North Carolina sees its first unemployment increase in 2 years. And Chapel Hillians are adding to the ever-growing fundraising efforts of the Ice Bucket Challenge.
It's unprecedented.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, UNC's defense is ready to build up the success of Act 2 of the 2013 campaign. Plus, the Carolina men's soccer team puts a goal up on the local minor league soccer team, and
the Ice Bucket Challenge is a very cool gimmick to jumpstart lukewarm fundraising.
That's this morning at our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
68 degrees, 607 at WCHL, the beginning of a fairly nice day. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s. We'll also have a little sunshine today. Local elected officials are working to find out which law enforcement agencies in Orange County have received military surplus items from the federal government. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Carborough Alderperson Damon Siles said he'd like to know more about the military surplus gear received by law enforcement agencies in Orange County, and that some of his elected counterparts in Chapel Hill and Hillsboro are telling him the same thing. Siles also told WCHL that he and fellow alderpersons have been trying to answer a lot of questions about that from constituents over the past few days.
The lingering conversation that's been going on over the past few years, one of my frustrations during that period has been that it's difficult to have a conversation with a lack of information.
That lingering conversation likely started in Chapel Hill back on November 13, 2011. That's when a Chapel Hill SWAT team, armed with assault rifles and dressed in riot gear, forced Occupy protesters out of the Yates Motor Company building off Franklin Street. Many citizens expressed alarm at what was called excessive force. Now, as the tragic events in Ferguson, Missouri play out daily, new evidence gives Orange County citizens reason to suspect that the trend of militarized law enforcement could potentially be a problem here at home. As WCHL reported Monday, a recent New York Times story contains Department of Defense data that shows Orange County has received more military surplus armored vehicles than any other North Carolina county. The location of just one of those six vehicles has been revealed, thanks to information obtained during an investigation by the ACLU of North Carolina last year. Orange County Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass responded that his department received one such vehicle in 2007 for hostage and barricade situations, but it has never been used. Carborough and Hillsboro were not asked by the ACLU, but Siles told WCHL that the Carborough Police Department does not participate in the so-called 1033 program of the Department of Defense, although it, quote, may have in the past. Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens also weighed in, telling WCHL that the town's police department does not own armored vehicles. Last year, when the ACLU investigation of the state's 60 largest law enforcement agencies was conducted, a senior legal advisor for the Chapel Hill Police Department replied to the ACLU that department had, quote, no documents responsive, end of quote, to a request for information about armored vehicles, and several other information requests were left unsatisfied as well. Communications Director Mike Mino of the ACLU of North Carolina said the ACLU has reached out to hundreds of police departments across the country and found that many were reluctant to provide information about participating in 1033. But some facts can't be hidden so easily. The ACLU has determined that nearly 80% of SWAT raids in the U.S. are currently launched to serve low-level arrest warrants, usually for drug offenses. That's a far cry from a SWAT team dealing with a mass shooter or a hostage crisis. Mino said it's often a case of mission creep. Departments will obtain military gear for one specific purpose, and eventually the gear is being used regularly.
Very often it's law enforcement who are introducing violence into what is an otherwise non-violent situation. And I think one of the things we find really concerning is that there's so little oversight and transparency.
He said the ACLU urges municipal governments to impose meaningful restraints on local law enforcement regarding the uses of military weapons and tactics. Mino said the investigations by the ACLU also confirmed what a lot of people may have already figured out from watching the Ferguson situation on TV. SWAT raids are conducted disproportionately on people of color.
You know, just locally in Chatham County, the numbers we got back showed that there was a 15-to-1 racial disparity where a black person was 15 times more likely to be the subject of a SWAT raid than a white person.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green told WCHL on Monday that she planned to meet that afternoon with Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, Police Chief Chris Blue, and Town Manager Roger Stansel to discuss the New York Times report. Green said to expect a coordinated statement sometime this week. Carrboro Alderperson Siles says he's been discussing the issue of police militarization with Carrboro Police Chief Walter Horton, as well as Town Manager David Andrews. Siles said that more information will be available in the coming days as the town of Carrboro also releases a public statement. WCHL is waiting to hear back from the North Carolina State Highway Patrol about the patrol station on US 70 in Hillsboro. We'll keep you informed. You can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning, a 911 hang-up at about 3 a.m. on Monday led Carrboro police officers to the Berkshire Manor West Apartments on North Carolina 54 next to Carrboro Plaza.
Made contact with somebody in the parking lot, and as a result of the investigation, determined that it had been a domestic dispute that had actually turned into an assault.
That is Captain Chris Atak, Carrboro Corporal Atak, I beg your pardon, Captain Atak says the victim was caught with a cutting implement, which he says the exact description of is not being released at this time, and was treated by EMS at the scene.
As a result, Dana Crisp was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury, and was processed by the police department and taken to Hillsboro.
31-year-old Dana Marie Crisp is a resident of the Berkshire Manor West Apartments. Crisp is scheduled to appear in court in Orange County on the morning of Thursday, August 28th. WCHL News Time, 6:13. More news in just a moment.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out. Give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there. Our agents are there. The bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us? Locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadman's.
Breadman's on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadman's today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:15. Unemployment claims climbed in July, both nationally and here in North Carolina, making the first increase in North Carolina since June of 2012. Nearly 20,000 fewer people were employed from June to July, according to the state's Department of Commerce. However, jobless claims claims didn't greatly rise, showing a 0.1% increase to 6.5%, might not be telling the whole story. Only about 5,300 more people claimed to be without a job in July. The numbers are still greatly improved from the previous year. In July of 2013, 8.1% of the state's population claimed to be unemployed. Nationally, the shift went from 6.1% to 6.2%, which is 1.1% better than a year ago. The county-by-county figures are scheduled to be released on August 27th. To see the complete breakdown of the state and national unemployment rate for July, you can read the story on our website, chapelboro.com. The editor-in-chief of UNC student-produced daily newspaper will finish her undergraduate degree, or undergraduate career, rather, just where she started, behind the desk of the paper that's highly regarded throughout the community. Jenny Serrain ran unopposed for the position of editor-in-chief at the Daily Tar Heel and takes over as a new school year begins. According to the Daily Tar Heel, she started with the campus newspaper in her freshman year. The DTH has been at the forefront of nearly every major story dealing with not only the university, but also the entire Chapel Hill-Carborough community. Today, she will join Rand Northam and me at 7:30 live at the WCHL studios to discuss what her vision is for the paper in the upcoming year. And the Ice Bucket Challenge to help raise money and awareness for ALS has gone viral, and the results of that are remarkable.
It's unprecedented. I think that it's undeniably raising the name recognition of the disease. And if only a portion of those people actually learn more about it, that's a huge improvement.
That is Chapel Hillian Vivian Connell, who was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, earlier this year. It's a progressive neurodegenerative disease that attacks the spinal cord and nerve cells of the brain. We'll have more on this story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Very light traffic so far this morning, but things still kind of wet after all the rain we had yesterday and last night. So drive a little extra caution this morning. Could be a little bit slick out there. And we're not expecting any other major problems this morning due to construction, anything like that. Nothing out of the ordinary anyway, other than the usual summertime construction. If you spot anything that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHLChapelboro.com, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Everything right now is working out okay. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham is right next to New Hope Commons. You can eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at dickies.com. It's time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 68 degrees, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees, a little bit warmer than yesterday. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the low tonight about 70. And tomorrow, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Warmer tomorrow with a high up in the low 90s. This forecast is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. UNC defensive coordinator Vic Koning will be looking to build off the momentum of his unit's successes in the latter half of the 2013 campaign. Armed with more experience and confidence, the Tar Heels on the defensive side of the football are eager to make more noise this fall. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Senior linebacker Travis Hughes figures to be a pivotal piece of the Carolina defensive puzzle in 2014. Hughes tallied 76 tackles, including 40 solo stops and a productive junior season. But Hughes says the defense aims to up the ante and be even more disruptive in his final go-around in Chapel Hill.
That's why we Coach Vic instituted this little packager that we do here, and we're trying to take this big play away. I mean, we're trying to cause the big play by getting interceptions, anything we can. So we're trying to be a fast, speedy defense that's going to run around to the ball and eliminate all of that.
But there's some worrying news surrounding defensive tackle Ethan Farmer. It remains up in the air whether the senior leader will take the field in Keenan Stadium 11 days from now due to eligibility issues. Hughes, though, says the situation is out of his control and the team is dealing with the possibility of Farmer's absence and will be prepared either way.
It's definitely a concern, but I mean, Ethan is a positive guy And we all praying for him and everything like that. So there's nothing that we can do so pray and make sure that he stays encouraged. And he encourages everybody out here. So Ethan comes out here with so much energy and so much, like, I mean, electric. I mean, he got them guys ready. So I feel good with Ethan, and I'm hoping everything goes well for him.
Promising redshirt sophomore cornerback Des Lawrence made a big splash a year ago in the Tar Heel secondary. But the NC native says he's much more at ease this season, knowing exactly what it takes to perform successfully in the ACC.
I'm a little bit more experienced. I know what the game feels like. I have the nerves out. Of course, you still have nerves before a game starts, but I feel more comfortable. I believe in myself more, and I just know I'm going out there to fight for my teammates every game.
A reoccurring theme in preseason training camp has been communication. Lawrence again stresses how much more chatty his teammates have been in the lead-up to Liberty.
Before every play, we're talking a whole bunch before the ball is snapped, just making sure everybody's on the same key and accord. So I feel like we're good. We're gonna be fast and physical this year.
Another running motif expressed by a handful of UNC players has been the improved team chemistry. Overall, Lawrence says he feels a more powerful sense of camaraderie in the team huddle this summer.
This year, we feel it's like last year was a brotherhood, but this year, like, we're really buying into what the coaches are telling us. We're really believing in the calls and everything we do. We really want to be out there and make plays for one another.
Freshman cornerback MJ Stewart has been turning heads ever since he arrived on campus. Few would be surprised to see Stewart spend a majority of his Saturdays on the field, especially if the Tar Heels choose to go with two cornerbacks. Stewart's play has been catching the attention of sophomore Brian Walker. He says Stewart is the total package.
An edge about him. He's real aggressive. He's confident in himself. He knows. He came here with great technique. You know, he knew everything man, zone. He knows how to play. He's a smart player. Doesn't make that many mistakes. So he really doesn't play like a freshman. You know, he knows how to play corner. He really wants to help the team. And I think that's what really helps him out and what people really love about him.
There's more attention being paid to the athletic array of talent flying around the Carolina secondary these days, following the taste offered up by Walker and company in 2013. Walker says he's embracing the hype and is looking forward to backing it up with more highlights.
I think because we did a pretty good job last year. You know, I played a little bit more than Dez, but Dez did a great job at safety. He played safety and corner. And I think that's what people really enjoy about him. He can play two positions. You know, we made a couple plays, and I think that's what people really want to follow up on.
Plenty of eyes will certainly be on Lawrence, Walker, and the rest of the Tar Heel defense as the finishing touches are put on the game plan for the number 23-ranked North Carolina team. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, things going well for the Tar Heels. More tough news yesterday for Duke's football team. Duke says tight end Braxton Deaver will miss the season after tearing a knee ligament. Team officials said Deaver injured his right anterior cruciate ligament on Monday. Coach David Cutcliffe says the Blue Devils will miss his presence on the field, but that the priorities with Braxton right now shift to his health and spirit. That's a quote. Deaver is one of the top targets for quarterback Anthony Boone. The redshirt senior was the returning starter at tight end and caught 46 passes for 600 yards with 4 touchdowns last season. Deaver is the second key player from the defending Atlantic Coast Conference Coastal Division champions who's been lost for the season with a torn ACL. Senior linebacker Kelby Brown tore his left ACL during a scrimmage last week, and he is also out for the season. After a 2-hour rain delay last night at Fetzer Field, the UNC men's soccer team was able to put one goal in the back of the net on the local minor league soccer team. However, the Carolina Railhawks netted 2 for the exhibition win. The first half was fairly even, with each team recording 4 shots over the 40-minute session. The only difference was 1-0 lead on the scoreboard for the visiting Railhawks. Aaron King netted the goal off a feed from Nick Zimmerman in the 27th minute. King struck again in the 45th minute to stake the Railhawks to a 2-0 advantage. Tar Heels closed the gap later in the second half when freshman Zach Wright found the back of the net in the 57th minute. North Carolina will wrap up its exhibition season this Saturday at Wake Forest. Kickoff from Winston-Salem is scheduled for 7 o'clock. 6:25 at WCHL, and time now for the Osgood File on WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Until now, robots have been likely to do things to you rather than for you, like reading your license plate and giving you a traffic ticket. But at MIT's Media Lab, they've come up with a friendly family robot, a helpful pint-sized helper named Jibo, who can see, hear, speak, and is unfailingly polite. Anne can vouch for that.
Excuse me, Anne?
Yes, Jibo.
Melissa just sent a reminder that she's picking you up in half an hour to go grocery shopping.
Tebow knows who Anne is, and Melissa, and Cynthia Brazil, too. You'll meet her after this. The American dream, it's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to AutoOwners.com to locate an independent agent near you. There's an old saying, expect the unexpected. Wise words, like suddenly remembering you left your garage door open when you're halfway to work. With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. So be prepared for the unexpected. Learn more and find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com. Without Cynthia Brazil, there would be no Jibo. She created him at the MIT Media Lab, not as a contraption, but as a pint-sized companion. More like a who than a what.
Interacting with Jibo feels much more like interacting like a someone rather than interacting with a something. And Jibo, as a robot, can move with cameras that can see you and hear you and interact with you much more like a living thing, so to speak. It can bring content to life.
What sort of content? Well, Jibo can tell you a bedtime story, remind you about a doctor's appointment, even take family photos. Cynthia even gave him touch-sensitive skin.
So what we found is when you have something physically and socially present, people often communicate through touch, right? So they might pat Jibo if it does something that they like, and Jibo can actually learn from that.
Next thing you know, Jibo will be coaching you.
It can connect to home automation. It could connect to your health devices to serve as a personal coach.
When it comes out next year, they say, Jibo will cost between $599 and $699. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
It's Festival in downtown Chapel Hill on Sunday, October 5, and 10 life-size goats of the Goat Parade will be unveiled along Franklin Street. The artists have done an amazing job. Goat Parade is being hosted by the Galloway Ridge Retirement Community to benefit the Robert and Pearl Seymour Senior Center and the Chatham County Council on Aging. For more information, contact Pat Richardson at 642-6893. Thanks, WCHL, for caring.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. It's 50% off, $20 worth of food and drink available today for only $10. Picture the perfect, intimate, and relaxed gathering spot. Oasis is the place. Located in downtown Carrboro inside Carmel Mall, it operates as a coffee house, tea room, wine bar, and cafe during the day. At night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. It's 50% off from Oasis at Carmel. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Touchdown, Carolina!
It's a new beginning. Coach Larry Fedora's Tar Heels have high expectations for a new Carolina football season. It's year three and time to come together at Keenan Stadium. Opening game is Saturday, August 30th at 6 p.m. The opponent is Liberty. Let's get this season started and get our exclusive pregame coverage started with countdown to kickoff. Just like usual, 3 hours before game time. Carolina football on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Go! Touchdown, Carolina!
It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. And after all that rain we had yesterday, it's a little bit better today, that's for sure. 68 degrees right now. Still wet after all the rain late yesterday and last night. Partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Still fairly big chance of rain. Our high today in the upper 80s, just a little bit warmer than yesterday. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Still 3 chances out of 10. We're going to get wet, maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. warm. Overnight low about 70 degrees. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer day. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow, with our high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, we'll be down around 70, still a slight chance of rain, and then we'll be in the low 90s again on Thursday, so the warm weather definitely coming. A lot of moisture in the air that makes for high humidity, so it's that kind of weather.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. Unrest and arrests in Ferguson, Missouri.
You'll be given one warning. After that warning, you will be arrested.
For several minutes, the police on loudspeakers were telling the protesters to get out of the street, to get onto the sidewalks, that if they were in the middle of the street, they would not be peaceably assembling. They warned the media to separate themselves from the protesters. And then came some flash grenades with loud bangs and sparks flying through the air, and then came a canister of tear gas.
Michael Calhoun reports 31 people were arrested. Captain Ron Johnson says most protesters were peaceful, but some fired guns, threw bottles, and set fires.
Throughout the night, these officers acted with restraint and calm, despite pockets of disorder and coming under violent attacks on several occasions.
He's asking demonstrators to conduct their protests over the fatal police shooting of a black teenager to the daytime. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
68 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Local elected officials are working to find out which law enforcement agencies here in Orange County have received military surplus items from the federal government. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
Carborough Alderperson Damon Siles said he'd like to know more about the military surplus gear received by law enforcement agencies in Orange County, and that some of his elected counterparts in Chapel Hill and Hillsborough are telling him the same thing. Siles also told WCHL that he and fellow alderpersons have been trying to answer a lot of questions about that from constituents over the past few days.
A lingering conversation that's been going on over the past few years. One of my frustrations during that period has been that it's difficult to have a conversation with a lack of information.
That lingering conversation likely started in Chapel Hill back on November 13, 2011. That's when a Chapel Hill SWAT team, armed with assault rifles and dressed in riot gear, forced Occupy protesters out of the Yates Motor Company building off Franklin Street. Many citizens expressed alarm at what was called excessive force. Now, as the tragic events in Ferguson, Missouri play out daily, new evidence gives Orange County citizens reason to suspect that the trend of militarized law enforcement could potentially be a problem here at home. As WCHL reported Monday, a recent New York Times story contains Department of Defense data that shows Orange County has received more military surplus armored vehicles than any other North Carolina county. The location of just one of those six vehicles has been revealed, thanks to information obtained during an investigation by the ACLU of North Carolina last year. Orange County Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass responded that his department received one such vehicle in 2007 for hostage and barricade situations, but it has never been used. Carborough and Hillsborough were not asked by the ACLU, but Siles told WCHL that the Carborough Police Department does not participate in the so-called 1033 program of the Department of Defense, although it, quote, may have in the past. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens also weighed in, telling WCHL that the town's police department does not own armored vehicles.
There's a lot more to this story from Danny Hooley. You can find it on our website at chapelborough.com. You'll also hear it in our next newscast coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. A 911 hang-up at about 3 a.m. on Monday led Carborough police officers to the Berkshire Manor West Apartments on Highway 54 next to Carborough Plaza.
Contact with somebody in the parking lot, and as a result of the investigation, determined that it had been a domestic dispute that had actually turned into an assault.
That is Captain Chris Atak. Captain Atak says the victim was caught with a cutting implement, which he says the exact description of is not being released at this time, and was treated by EMS at the scene.
As a result, Dana Crisp was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury, and was processed by the police department and taken to Hillsborough.
Again, that is Captain Chris Atak of the Carborough Police Department. 31-year-old Dana Marie Crisp is a resident of the Berkshire Manor West Apartments. Crisp is scheduled to appear in court in Orange County in the morning of Thursday, August 28th. The editor-in-chief of UNC student-produced daily newspaper will finish her undergraduate career just where she started, behind the desk of the paper that is highly regarded throughout the community. Jenny Serrain ran unopposed for the position of editor-in-chief at the Daily Tar Heel and takes over as a new school year begins. According to the DTH, Serrain started with the campus newspaper in her freshman year. The Daily Tar Heel has been at the forefront of nearly every major story dealing with not only the university, but also the entire Chapel Hill Carborough community. This morning, Serrain will join Rand Northam and me at 7:30 live at the WCHL studios to talk about her vision, what it is for the paper in the upcoming year. Again, Jenny Serrain coming up at 7:30 this morning right here on WCHL. The Ice Bucket Challenge is something you probably heard about lately. The Ice Bucket Challenge to help raise money and awareness for ALS has gone viral. The results are unlike any of the supporters of finding a cure for the disease have ever seen.
It's unprecedented. I think that it's undeniably raising the name recognition of the disease. And if only a portion of those people actually learn more about it, that's a huge improvement.
That is Chapel Hillian Vivian Connell, who was diagnosed with ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, earlier this year. ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, as it's commonly known, is a progressive neurodegenerative disease that attacks the spinal cord and nerve cells of the brain. Public figures nationally have been taking the challenge, from ESPN television anchors to professional athletes, late-night talk show hosts to everyday individuals. Here in Chapel Hill, Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, UNC Chancellor Carol Folt, men's basketball head coach Roy Williams, and a host of others have participated. Friday morning, Connell's husband and two children released videos of their participation of the challenge.
For me and for my two law school classmates who both had parents diagnosed within 2 or 3 months of my diagnosis, if you can believe that, three families out of one law school class of 270, it's extremely encouraging. It's extremely encouraging, and it gives you a feeling of empowerment when, in fact, you are medically and clinically helpless.
Her husband, Paul, is the play-by-play voice for high school football and basketball and UNC women's and men's soccer here on WCHL. Paul Connell is self-employed with PMC Brand Management and says he's worked casually with a few campaigns for ALS over the years. He says he's seen the Ice Bucket Challenge raise the awareness level to the highest it's been in 75 years since Lou Gehrig gave the memorable speech in Yankee Stadium. He adds that he's been told millions of dollars have gone to organizations which are directly responsible for awareness and research because of the challenge. The ALS Association reported that as of Monday, $15.6 million have been raised through the Ice Bucket Challenge. In the same time frame last year, the organization had raised only $1.8 million. And Connell says the timing couldn't be any better.
The stem cell trials that are going on are the most exciting thing in ALS ever.
The stem cell research involves drilling holes into the spinal column and injecting undifferentiated stem cells, cells which have not been formatted for a specific duty, in the hopes that they will repair the motor neurons that are dying. Of course, the research for the procedure and the procedure itself is expensive, but with nearly $16 million and counting, great strides could be made. To see videos of many local figures taking the Ice Bucket Challenge or to donate to the cause, you can find the story on our website, chapelboro.com. Differences over Republican philosophy are fueling some extended wrangling over the final measures before the North Carolina General Assembly. Legislators grappled again on Monday with a multi-part measure that includes county sales taxes, tax benefits for a Haywood County paper mill, expanded tax breaks for new businesses, and setting aside $20 million to lure new manufacturers. Republicans meeting in committee disagreed over whether the bill involves corporate welfare or encourages jobs, limits county sales taxes, or prompts them to rise. The Senate has insisted the House pass the bill before it will allow a fix to the state budget signed last week by Governor Pat McCrory that threatens to force layoffs of classroom teaching assistants. House Speaker Tom Tillis says he expects lawmakers to complete work by Thursday. And Governor McCrory is picking the North Carolina Supreme Court Justice with the most seniority for the state's top judicial post, and in doing so, boosting the election prospects of one of two fellow Republicans running for Chief Justice. McCrory on Monday named Mark Martin to replace Chief Justice Sarah Parker, a Democrat retiring at the end of the month after reaching the mandatory retirement age of 72. The 51-year-old Martin faces Brunswick County Superior Court Judge Ola Lewis in November for election to an 8-year term as Chief Justice. Retired Chief Justice Burley Mitchell praised McCrory for sticking to the tradition of selecting the justice with the greatest experience for Chief Justice when there's vacancy. Mitchell says that stops justices from jockeying for the job. WCHL News Time, 6:40. Coming up next, Vicki Reiner is here with the Raging Grannies, and she has a commentary about fracking. That is on the way next.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
Coleman, Antoon, and Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite. Our expert tax tips help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Are you overlooking reinvested dividends? One of the most common mistakes investors make is forgetting to increase their basis in mutual funds to reflect reinvested dividends. Many mutual fund investors automatically reinvest dividends in additional shares of the fund, so be sure you are properly accounting for dividend reinvestments when filing for your tax return. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, and you can find more on chapelboro.com.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Good morning. It is 69 degrees, 642 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Vicki Reiner. As a grandmother, I wouldn't dream of giving my grandchildren water laced with arsenic and other deadly poisons, but that's exactly what I'd be doing if fracking comes to North Carolina. The politicians making life and death decisions for us in Raleigh voted to allow fracking before any guidelines were set in place to make it less dangerous. I say less dangerous, not safe, because there is no way to make fracking safe. When they lifted the moratorium, Tillis and McCrory promised to wait until safety rules were set. Now, they not only broke that promise, but passed laws making it a crime to reveal what toxins will be pumped into the ground and illegal for towns like Chapel Hill to keep frackers and their poisonous waste out. A recent study by two leading research centers has linked an alarming increase in birth defects to fracking. Don't let that happen here. You can have a say in our children's futures by sending your thoughts to the Oil and Gas Program Division of Energy, Mineral, and Land Resources, 1612 Mail Services Center, Raleigh, 27699. Don't hold back. The Raging Grannies don't. They say, by the light,
not the dark, but the light
of their poisonous waste.
Oh, haste makes waste.
Those fracking guys
we despise
want to profit from drilling down. We'll all see,
all of us, you and me,
mutant beings galore.
Oh, no such gore.
Five legs, four arms, three lips, such harm will be coming to town if we don't stop them now. This is Vicki Reiner.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by
Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
The 2014 Carolina football season starts next Saturday, August 30th, when the Tar Heels host Liberty in Keenan Stadium at 6 o'clock. One area in which Carolina wants to see significant improvement this year is with penalties. In 2013, Carolina was the most penalized team in the ACC, averaging 7.5 penalties per game for 64 yards. Here's head coach Larry Fedora.
We broke down every single one on the entire season. Sat down and broke it down to every aspect of it, and what the breakdown was and how it happened, whether it was a lack of technique or not playing smart or all the different things. We're going to hopefully cut our, you know, our plan is to cut our penalties in half this year. That's our plan.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Part of the Tar Heels' effort to improve their penalties is an open dialogue with officials during preseason camp.
We have had officials at our practices probably, I would say, more than three-quarters of our practices. You know, so we've had officials here. So that's been a big help to have them around. We had them spend some time with our team and explaining where they are, what they're actually looking for, you know, the mechanics of how they do it.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Countdown to Carolina football, 11 days. We are 11 days away from Carolina season opener on Saturday, August 30th against Liberty in Keenan Stadium. And, of course, we'll have it for you right here on WCHL. Full game coverage all day long on WCHL. 6:47, traffic and weather together on the way next. Celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
August is the official back-to-school season, so Performance BMW is joining the old bandwagon with our own back-to-school event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Scott had to say about his Performance BMW experience.
The staff was super easy to work with and very friendly. They worked with me on the price and also ended up giving me a much better financing rate than my credit union. The service is seriously amazing.
Now that's a wow. During our August back-to-school event, you can lease a 2014 BMW 320i for $336 per month. Wow!
Stock number B4965. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $36,770 and selling price of $34,400. $2,757 down. Excludes $549 admin fee and tax. Financing with approved credit through BMFS. Offer expires 8/31/2014.
Performance BMW loves to give back to the community. And in honor of our back-to-school event, our nonprofit spotlight this month is PTA Thrift Shop. Learn more about their mission at ptathriftshop.org. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com where sales and service specials abound. Or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow!
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Now we've reached the most exciting moment of the morning show, ladies and gentlemen, when we all say good morning to Rand Northam. How are you?
I don't know. I might be tops this morning. We've got Jenny Serene of the Daily Tar Heel coming in, so
yeah.
I just don't know if my first appearance is going to be the most exciting. moment of the morning news today.
Well, I haven't met her yet, so I'll just reserve judgment on that.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Hey, we are looking forward to having her in talk about the Daily Tar Heel, excellent newspaper, and talk about how they cover the news and all her expectations for the coming year and all
that
kind of stuff.
Yep.
You might want to know, folks, that Rand has on a purple shirt this morning.
That I do.
And, you know, it takes a guy who is secure in his fashion knowledge and his fashion sense to wear purple. And I like it.
Well, thank you very much.
I like it very much.
I appreciate that.
Nice tie as well.
Thank you.
And I'm just wondering what's happening in traffic this morning.
Well, traffic, thankfully, this morning is moving pretty smoothly. Of course, UNC students back to school today. Classes start at UNC today. So, again, you might see some people walking around with a confused or blank look on their face.
That's right.
Not quite knowing quite where they're going yet. So give them a little extra time. Give them a break today as they try to navigate Chapel Hill and campus. But right now, traffic is moving pretty smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a few minutes here. And this traffic report has been brought to you by Carolina Football. Kicking off the season August 30th at 6 p.m. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price. Buy a Carolina Football family pack, 4 tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina Football family pack. It's that easy. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 68 degrees. In Chapel Hill right now, 67 in Carborough, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 88. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain remaining, and the low about 70. And then tomorrow, a slight chance of rain, partly sunny, a little bit warmer with a high in the low 90s tomorrow. It's going to get warmer throughout the week here in WCHL. Time now for celebrity birthdays. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a few of those to tell you about this morning. Deborah Padgett, the actress, 81 years old today. USTA Eastern Tennis Hall of Famer Renee Richards is 80. Former Major League Baseball All-Star Bobby Richardson is 79 years old today. Ginger Baker, drummer for Cream, 75 years old today. Singer Johnny Nash, 74. Actress Jill St. John, also 74. Actor and former U.S. Senator Fred Thompson, 72. Singer Billy J. Kramer is 71 years old today, part of the British invasion. Former President Bill Clinton is 68 today. And Tipper Gore, wife of former Vice President Al Gore, is 66. Actor Jim Carter, 66. Errol Gerald McRaney, 66. And Mary Madeline, political consultant, is 61 years old today. Actor Adam Arkin, 58. Actor Martin Donovan, 57. Pro Football Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz is 56 years old today. Ivan Neville, one of the famous Neville brothers from New Orleans, 55 years old today. Actress Kira Sedgwick is 49. Actor John Stamos is 51. Singer Leanne Womack, 48 years old today. Matthew Perry, the actor who's more famous for his work on Friends than anything else, I guess, 45 years old today. Olympic gold medal tennis player Mary Jo Fernandez, 43. And my goodness, I think we're almost to the end of the line there. And Mel Melton of Mel's, the Wicked Mojos, Mel Melton is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Mel. All right, buddy. And Margaret Budell is our birthday winner. Margaret lives in Alamance County. Margaret Budell gets a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. But they love taking care of their customers. Margaret Budell, happy birthday.
Well, you know, Freddie's been asking Woodstock questions the last couple of days. And in a lot of ways, I don't know how it could get any better than that. But today's rock and roll trivia, so we'll see.
Well, and I'm sorry, I'm going to bleed over.
Bleed over?
Bleed over from Woodstock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. You were asking another Woodstock question.
Well,
I know.
Mean, how do you not? We got to, you know.
Yeah, we got one more
one
day.
Of the most significant eras. Well, it's actually, everybody's drifting back home 45 years ago. Here's our question.
All right.
Name the tune, the group, and who wrote the song that served as a signature for the once-in-an-era event that was held in upstate New York back in 1969. I'm handing Ron the single, even as we speak, on the Atlantic label.
All right.
Here we go. Thank you very much. Group, name of song, and who actually wrote the song.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. All right. I'm going to hear it at the same time you do. Here we go. Ready? Oh, that's easy. That's incredibly easy, Freddie. Name of the song, group, and who wrote it? All right, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call one more time, and you can be a winner this morning.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Rick Strunk, Associate Commissioner of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association in Chapel Hill, is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. You recently were inducted into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame, and I know that that has to mean a lot to you.
Well, it certainly does, and I guess I would say I've not been inducted yet. The announcement's been made. The induction is in April. You know, for the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, this Hall of Fame is our biggest honor, but the really odd thing, and this is absolutely true, I'm the administrator for the Hall of Fame. I did not know that I was a candidate. I had not seen that particular application that our commissioner had asked my son to fill out. So imagine my surprise. I was humbled and deeply honored. I've always looked at my role, at least in part here, is to help other people. I hadn't really thought about my being in the same category as like a Charlie Adams or some of the other great coaches that have been a part of that. So it was quite a thrill, and we're looking forward to the activities during the year that will culminate with that induction.
It certainly is a much-deserved designation. You have quite a background in journalism. When did you start working at the association?
1843. Now, actually, I came to the association 28 years ago after being the sports information director at Furman University. Before that, I had worked at Lenoir Ryan in Hickory. I'd done their games on radio and television. Was sports director for a radio station for a while. So I had that background. I was one of the first guys hired by a state association with a media background in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mr. Adams, who was our executive director then, figured out I might be able to do some other things. So I got all of our special programs, like the Hall of Fame and Scholar Athlete, as well as all the media sorts of things that I have continued to do. The job has sort of morphed. It is, though, a real honor to work with every public high school in North Carolina, over 400 member schools of the association, to try to help those experiences be the best they can be.
Over nearly three decades, you have certainly provided a lot of service to the high school athletes around the state, coaches, everybody involved. Rick, during all that time, you've managed to have a family and have a life outside of work as well.
Well, I've been very blessed in the family department, married to my wife, 38 years, a high school sweetheart. Our kids grew up here, and now I've all moved away and are married and have jobs. And one of my real passions also is my work at Orange United Methodist Church, right on Martin Luther King in Chapel Hill, where I sing in the choir, teach Sunday school, those sorts of things. So that's been a real great community as well. So we've enjoyed being a part of the community. Our house is a little more quiet now with kids gone and doing their own thing.
Thanks for all that you've done over the years, and you are today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Congratulations, Rick Strunk.
Ron, thank you very much, and this is an honor I appreciate very much as well, and I'm glad to be in the same town as Ron Stutz and WCHL.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 658 at WCHL, and good morning to you.
Well, you're talking about you're talking about
Woodstock, right?
Woodstock!
And
Crosby.
It was Crosby,
Stills,
Stills, and Nash.
Nash and
Young.
And
it
who
was
wrote it?
It was written by Joni Mitchell. Originally recorded by Joni Mitchell.
Exactly.
But the better known version is by Crosby, Stills, Nash.
What a great song with a great edge.
No kidding, man. Yeah, I tell you, the main song from Woodstock, the name of the song is Woodstock. It's actually by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and written by Joni Mitchell once again. And the first correct caller who got all three components of that question correct, Harry Smith. Perry's going to get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you so much, Perry. Thanks for listening, buddy, and have a great day. Freddie Kiger will be back with another trivia question for you tomorrow morning.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. It's 50% off, $20 worth of food and drink available today for only $10. Picture the perfect, intimate, and relaxed gathering spot. Oasis is the place. Located in downtown Carborough inside Carmel Mall, it operates as a coffee house, tea room, wine bar, and cafe during the day. At night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. It's 50% off from Oasis at Carmel. And it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
69.
9 degrees right now. Partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day. Our high today about 88 degrees. Hopefully we won't get the kind of rain that we had yesterday. Tonight, partly cloudy, still 30% chance of more rain tonight. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman in Ferguson, Missouri.
No justice!
No peace!
It was another night of angry Ferguson residents facing off against police. The problems began when a small faction of more militant protesters confronted police, throwing debris.
And now a bunch of bottles being thrown.
This man said he wanted to be arrested.
What are they going to charge me with? What are they going to charge me with?
Some of their fellow less militant protesters were furious.
They need to stop before more people get hurt.
The protesters who refused to leave were given warnings. The standoff lasted several hours. One group of around 100 was tear gassed. At times, gunshots could be heard. Finally, just before midnight, police cleared the streets. 31 people were arrested. I'm Steve Futterman in Ferguson, Missouri. Now with more CBS News, here's Peter King.
Iraqi forces are now concentrating on recapturing Tikrit, the hometown of former dictator Saddam Hussein. Reporter Martin Chulov via Skype from Erbil.
Well, Tikrit has been an objective of Iraqi forces for the last 2 months. They've tried three times to oust the Islamic State extremists from it, and they've been unsuccessful.
The Israeli Hamas ceasefire has been extended to late afternoon Eastern time while Egypt tries to broker a permanent deal. That might include Israel easing the blockade on Gaza and Hamas ending rocket attacks on Israel. Florida's Citrus Department says fewer Americans are putting OJ on the breakfast table. CBS's Gary Nunn is here live. Gary, why?
The market continues to sour.
Take on the day with the natural goodness of 100% pure Florida orange juice.
OJ's out of favor. People are turning to energy and sports drinks, exotic fruit juices, and designer coffees. Supply and demand for orange juice continues to fall. Sales down more than 9% over a year ago, and growers are expected to produce their smallest crop since the 60s, Peter.
Don Pardo has died.
Jimmy Fallon.
The NBC icon was the voice of Saturday Night Live and so many other NBC TV and radio broadcasts dating back to the 1930s. Don Pardo died at his home in Arizona. He was 90.